Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes. Beef Buzzing with you today. Tariffs on U.S. beef into Japan going up. We talk about that in just a moment.
Think we'll get to go to the game tomorrow, Dad?
Depends. We need at least half the day to run these cattle through the chute and deworm them. Then the fence needs fixing, and that tractor.
Let's save half a day and switch our regular range cubes with Safeguard Cattle Dewormer cubes.
Yeah?
Yeah. The cattle eat the Safeguard, and the Safeguard kills the worms. Brown stomach worms, Cooperia, all the worms other products could leave behind. And one feeding, too.
So how do you know all this?
It's the information age, Dad. I got it on my smartphone. See?
Huh. Looks like Safeguard will give us a few extra hours in the day.
Maybe Safeguard scores me the keys to drive to the game, huh?
So, that's your plan. Okay, smart guy. Drive to the store for those Safeguard cubes first. Then we'll see about the game. Healthy cattle perform better. Add Safeguard, add pounds. Talk to your local animal health provider or veterinarian about Safeguard Cattle Dewormer from Merck Animal Health today. Or visit SafeguardCattle.com. Consult your veterinarian for assistance in the diagnosis, treatment, and control of parasitism. Always read and follow label directions. Both hands on the wheel, 10 and 2.
From now to the end of next March, we could see fewer tons of U.S. frozen beef going into the Japanese market. That's because the Japanese government indicates that imports of frozen beef from several countries, including the United States, triggered their so-called safeguard mechanism designed to protect the domestic beef industry in Japan. Phil Tsang, the chief executive officer of the U.S. Meat Export Federation, says this is a problem for U.S. Beef exports, but also could have a significant impact on the Japanese food service industry, especially those so-called beef bowl restaurants that rely heavily on U.S. Short plate or short ribs as a primary ingredient, because that's primarily the cut that'll be hit the hardest when it comes to frozen beef coming from the U.S. into Japan. Jim Robb of the Livestock Market Information Center says we're still trying to get our arms around how much of a loss this will actually be to U.S. beef exports in the days to come.
There's two categories, fresh and frozen, or chilled and fresh and versus frozen. This only applies to frozen. On average, over recent years, that's been about 50-50 in terms of tonnage. The frozen component tends to be a rather less expensive product. And so the U.S. is going to face these higher tariffs, but Australia and Mexico, for example, because they have trade agreements with Japan, get to keep their rates unchanged. Australia, for example, would be about 27%, will be 50%, and Mexico will be just over 30%. So, you know, some countries are going to benefit, and the U.S. is going to lose a little bit. Now, a very large proportion of the frozen beef that goes to Japan are short ribs. That's a product that doesn't carry a lot of value in the U.S. It's rather fatty. Then we'll have to absorb probably a little bit more of this short rib product, and that'll mostly be ground in what we call 50s, that 50% fat, 50% lean product that is heavily used as components of hamburgers, et cetera. So it's rather clear cut. It's a negative. How much is still a bit up in the air?
The U.S. Meat Export Federation says the conditions have changed since the quarterly safeguards were established in 1994, and the growth in Japan's imports this year have not adversely impacted Japan's domestic beef producers. Prices for Wagyu carcasses and Wagyu feeder cattle are down from the record highs of a year ago, but are otherwise the highest in recent history. Japan basically has transitioned from quarterly safeguards to annual safeguards in recent trade agreements, which are much less likely to be triggered. Because the U.S. backed away from the Trans-Pacific Partnership, we already are facing a higher tariff than the Australians enjoy, as well as Mexico. But it looks like with this safeguard triggering, Canada, New Zealand, and the United States, all in the same boat, will be facing that 50% tariff on frozen beef in the days to come. Craig Uden with the National Cattlemen's Beef Association, their president, says he's hopeful that the Trump administration will realize that this unfortunate development underscores the urgent need for a bilateral trade agreement with Japan absent that TPP. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron. It's the big event. Express Ranch is selling over 600 head in 2 days, Friday, August 18th, Saturday, August 19th, at the ranch in Yukon. On Friday at 1 p.m., they'll be selling 231 fall calving females. Then Saturday, August 19th, it'll be the traditional big event offering. Over 300 lots will sell. Cows with heifer calves, donor cows, fall calving two-year-olds, fall and spring open heifer calves, and 49 show heifer prospects. For more information, call Express Ranches, 800-664-3977, or go to expressranches.com. That's your Beef Buzz. Have a good day. I'm Ron Hayes reporting.